Sanctuary is something you hear a lot about in the Trump era. Sanctuary cities like New York, where local officials limit their cooperation with federal immigration authorities. And increasingly, we're hearing of sanctuary churches, which make a public commitment to shield an immigrant from deportation. But WNYC's Arun Venugopal found sanctuary is a big decision for a religious community and the individual seeking it.
This is something you hear all the time at Judson Memorial Church in the Village. The buzzer at the front door. Donna Scopper is the senior minister at Judson.
And if we don't like the way you look, great thing for a church to say, right? Then you don't get in.
Which seems typical enough, right? Something we all do at home, check out who's at the door. But the stakes here at Judson are especially high because many of the people who come inside are undocumented immigrants. And some are people seeking sanctuary because they're at risk of being deported.
If we saw two men wearing badges come in, we would immediately hit our internal cell phone alerts and all 50 of us would be out there escorting those gentlemen out.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, considers religious institutions sensitive locations, meaning they generally agree not to pursue immigrants for arrest there. But this isn't just about security. Sanctuary is a big, complicated endeavor, and it's rarely used. Hundreds of religious institutions in the U.S. have publicly joined what's known as the sanctuary movement. But Church World Service estimates only 32 of them are housing people at risk of deportation. Sunitha Vishwanath runs Sadhana, a progressive Hindu group, and helped enlist a Hindu temple in Queens into the movement.
If somebody comes and stays within your house of worship and is wanted by the law, for instance, what does that mean for your congregation, your safety? Does it in any way compromise you and your institution? These kinds of questions come to mind when people consider this question of sanctuary.
There's also plenty of questions for an immigrant considering sanctuary. Namely, are they really willing to subject themselves to it? Stacy is an undocumented immigrant from Jamaica who didn't want to give her actual name. She spent a month in sanctuary at Judson Memorial Church.
You're not really able to enjoy spring or summer or fall, if you like fall, or you can't, if you had a family, you can't take your kid to the park, or you can't take your wife on dates. You can't have those family moments that a typical individual would have. It really is like a physical prison, but that's your best option.
Stacy said she observed another undocumented immigrant and realized he was pained by his inability to leave the church.
And not being able to, say, become gainfully employed because he's not able to travel anywhere and do anything. I saw over time how that broke him down.
Sanctuary is clearly not for everyone. Reverend Scopper only agrees to let someone take sanctuary at her church when she's interviewed them, as well as their friends. She needs to figure out how resilient they are.
You also don't want them in your space if they're going to steal from you or break things or be messy or have a dog.
Because a person who's in sanctuary can't take their dog out for a walk, which means someone else needs to do that. As it is, sanctuary means that dozens of people could be helping take care of you and your family's various needs. Jasmine Delgado works with the New Sanctuary Movement of Philadelphia, which is helping support Carmela Hernandez and her four children.
The children, for example, are very used to Mexican home cooking, and so our team makes sure that they deliver ingredients that Carmela can cook with.
Like tortillas and queso fresco. Other volunteers deal with the family's medical needs or discuss how to carpool the kids to school without their being detained and deported. The Hernandez family sought sanctuary at a historically black church, Church of the Advocate. And there's often a language barrier. They use Google Translate a lot. On a weekly basis, at least 30 people are working to support this one family. For someone like Stacy, who's also lived in sanctuary, this show of support is a silver lining. It's not simply a place where a person can evade the law, but a community of well-wishers, people you can talk to or have a cup of coffee with in the morning.
Who make you feel like a dignified human being again?
And this is the message proponents of sanctuary are trying to send, that everyone who's here deserves to be treated with dignity, undocumented immigrants included. Arun Venugopal, WNYC News.